This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org. Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The mayor of West Suburban Broadview, Katrina Thompson, is calling on U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents to stop using tear gas and rubber bullets on protesters who are outside the ICE facility in that suburb. In a letter to ICE Field Officer Director Russell Hott, Thompson says the tear gas has spread far through the air and it's impacting first responders and residents in the town. She also called on ICE to tear down a gate that was built in front of that facility. She says it prevents emergency responders from accessing the building. In the letter, Thompson says, "You are making war on my community and it has to stop." The Sun-Times reports protests have largely quieted down today, although two protesters appeared to have been arrested earlier in the day. Four Chicago alderpersons voted against a symbolic resolution to apologize to Black residents for slavery. That resolution passed, but not without some fireworks. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports alders Raymond Lopez, Anthony Napolitano, Nick Spassato, and James Gardner cast their no vote, sparking outrage from sponsor Lamont Robinson.
You have to share with your constituents, your Black constituents in all damn 50 wards, why you would say no to this resolution. Shame on you.
Lopez says he voted no because Chicago did not have direct ties to slavery. Spassato says he won't take responsibility for the sins of the past.
I apologize it to absolutely nobody.
Northwest Side alders Napolitano and Gardner did not fully explain their positions. Republican Darren Bailey has formally announced his gubernatorial campaign. He made that announcement on Thursday during a tour of the state. Bailey in 2022 lost the general election to Governor J.B. Pritzker, and he says he has plans to learn from previous mistakes.
We're staying focused. And not only that, but, you know, the climate here in Illinois is a lot more obvious and conducive than it was 3 and 4 years ago. People have woke up.
Bailey's campaign is expected to focus on business, public safety and education, and less on the Second Amendment and anti-abortion rights messages that turned off many voters in 2022. Three other Republicans have already joined the race for the primary election. Starbucks says it's closing over 100 U.S. and Canadian stores and laying off 900 non-retail employees. The Sun-Times reports 15 of those stores are in Chicago. They're expected to close this weekend. In a letter sent to employees on Thursday, Starbucks chair and CEO Brian Nickel said the company is closing stores that don't have a path to financial stability or are not able to create the physical environment customers expect. And the votes are in, and the axolotl at Brookfield Zoo has a new name, Sir Mixolotl. Visitors can say hi to the critically endangered salamander at the zoo's Living Coast. That's the same area where the penguins live. You're listening to The Rundown. Every day brings new reports of federal immigration agents making arrests in neighborhoods and suburbs around the Chicago area. Youth organizations in Chicago brought together a group of teens last week to talk about what they are feeling and thinking in this moment. And my colleague Sarah Karp was there.
Jessica Garcia's Southwest Side neighborhood used to be alive with fast, high-pitched Spanish on the streets and music blasting from cars.
It used to be more, like, vibrant. Like, you could tell this was a Hispanic neighborhood. You could tell. And now, like the colors, like, they're gone. Like, everything's gone. Everyone's gone. And, like, you can tell that that same energy isn't there anymore because these people are gone. They're afraid. They're locked inside.
Jessica, who's 17, has wavy dark brown hair and big expressive eyes. She's a senior at Hancock College Prep, a selective enrollment high school not too far from her house. After school and on weekends, she works at a Mexican restaurant.
Recently, it's been getting like slower. Like there's no people because people are too afraid to go outside. So I've been getting cut off early and I'm not complaining, but it's sad to see people not show up to these places anymore. It's sad to see them scared at home and not being able to go out to eat peacefully as a family.
It's not just neighborhoods that have changed. It's how the teens move and think. Daniel Rios also goes to Hancock. He and his friends are talking a lot about ICE activity in their communities. He's thin and wears wide-rimmed glasses.
We constantly, like, send information about what's going on within our government, what's going on within our neighborhoods, and just being aware that, I mean, it could happen to anyone.
That reality was top of mind on the evening of the teen roundtable. Just that day, Daniel was in the school cafeteria at lunch when his mother called to say ICE was in their Southwest Side neighborhood.
Kind of shut down in a sense, and just kind of constantly look over and like make sure I don't get any kind of notification from my phone saying that, oh, they've gotten me. I'm not just worried about my parents, I'm also worried about the rest of my family members.
Tyquan Billups is having a hard time seeing his friends grapple with what's happening. He had the attention of the other teens at the round table as he described friends who are so distracted they can't focus on school.
That affects me as well because I love these people as if they were my family, my friends that I've grown up with, and then the fear of them getting that call and now they're devastated.
Tyquan just graduated from Prosser Career Academy on the Northwest Side and is now a freshman at the University of Illinois at Chicago.
And it's hard being that outside person, knowing that you can't do anything, but physically seeing something go so wrong in your city, because there's that sense of inability to help.
The teens were asked by the adults who organized the roundtable what they'd like to see in the future. What's the alternative to what's happening now? Tyquan wants to be at the forefront of pushing the government to think about immigrants differently.
Rather than spending all these millions of dollars to do something that we don't need, we could instead be putting money towards community programming and information sessions where we give people the opportunity to maybe, instead of deporting them, give them the opportunity to get their green card or get some form of citizenship.
Like Tyquan, Daniel and Jessica would like to see the government take a different approach. They also want the people in their community to get active. They helped organize a walkout at their school last week. Jessica's proud of that, but she says she wants to see more Latino leaders take a stand. She wants all of Chicago to pay attention.
Knowing that these people are too afraid to go outside, too afraid to do, like, live their lives. Like, why are you waiting until it affects you? Like, do something about it now before it's too late.
Daniel wants to be optimistic about the future. He thinks he and his peers will learn from this experience and not take anything for granted. And he hopes that those who can will speak out and speak up for their community. Sarah Karp, WBZ News.
Weather, sunny skies, a high in the mid-80s today, then clear skies tonight, a low in the low 60s, and then for Saturday and Sunday, sunny and warm, high again in the mid-80s each day. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.